Life sustains itself by cell division. So does cancer. Breast cancer cells multiply faster because of CDK4/6 proteins. But what if we could block those proteins and stop runaway cell division? To that end, Dana-Farber scientists laid the foundation for CDK4/6 inhibitors, new drugs that are increasing the survival rate for many advanced breast cancers. Dana-Farber's momentum of discovery keeps finding new ways to outmaneuver cancer. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
Going broke for health.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis. We've heard horror stories before about the cost of medical care. Now one Harvard doctor says most American families are just one serious illness away from bankruptcy. There's a new report out today in the American Journal of Medicine that says medical bills are involved in 60% of personal bankruptcies here in the United States. From the latest from Washington and Tamara Keith.
The share of bankruptcies that could be blamed on medical bills rose by 50% from 2001 to 2007. But here's the amazing thing. 75% of those bankruptcies hit people covered by health insurance who were still overwhelmed by medical debts. The research comes from Harvard Law School, Harvard Medical School, and Ohio University. Researchers say most medical debtors were well-educated, owned homes, and had middle-class jobs. The results are based on a survey of families who filed for bankruptcy in early 2007. Multiple sclerosis caused the highest out-of-pocket costs, followed by diabetes, injuries, mental illness, and heart disease. Of course, serious medical problems can also lead to a loss of income due to missed work. In Washington, I'm Tamara Keith for Marketplace.
Stocks today, a little of this, a little of that. European markets are mostly up right now. London, Frankfurt, and Paris shares higher by under 1%. Asian shares the other way. They're lower today. They were lower before they closed, less than 1% for Japan's Nikkei and Hong Kong's Hang Seng. A little give back on Wall Street yesterday. S&P shares lost more than 1% in a third. The NASDAQ dropped 0.5%, and the Dow gave back 0.75%, about 65 points, to close at 86.75. The Food and Drug Administration is taking a fresh look at the plastic hardener bisphenol A, commonly known as BPA. Last year, it ruled the chemical safe in things like baby bottles, but some places are revisiting the issue. From the Marketplace Sustainability Desk, here's Sarah Gardner.
This week, Connecticut is expected to ban BPA in baby bottles, cups, and food containers. Some other states aren't far behind. Now, the FDA is revisiting a Bush administration conclusion that BPA is safe in food and drink containers. Janet Noodleman at the Breast Cancer Fund believes the U.S. will regulate BPA.
The science is there, the public demand is there, the more progressive elements in manufacturing are there, and policymakers are responding to public outrage around bisphenol A.
The chemical industry says that outrage has been stoked by overzealous health advocates and a biased media, but the American Chemistry Council now says it welcomes the FDA's second look. The council's Steve Henches.
It's in the public's best interest. We hope that a timely decision based on the science will give the public the confidence it deserves in the safety of products made from bisphenol A.
Of course, advocates like Noodleman are hoping the FDA will conclude just the opposite. I'm Sarah Gardner for Marketplace.
Today we learned losses at the world's airlines will be worse than forecast, and that could have a significant effect on suppliers and major aircraft manufacturers, as much as a 30% drop in orders next year. That's according to the International Air Transport Association, whose managing director told Reuters the airline economy just isn't improving. That doesn't seem to be having an effect, or much of an effect anyway, on United Airlines' plans to acquire 150 new aircraft, perhaps as early as this year. It's seeking competing bids from big plane makers Boeing and Airbus. The Wall Street Journal reported today a deal could top $10 billion.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by LendingTree, where you can choose up to four customized loan offers. 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win. and by Reuters, offering breaking news, exclusive stories, and insights that impact today's financial markets. More at newsfirst.reuters.com.
There are so many opinions about this deep recession and just as many ideas about how the government should go about fighting it, even from New York graffiti artists. But some business owners in the Big Apple's Soho neighborhood would rather those artists keep their thoughts to themselves. Sally Herships reports.
Martin Kappa is a real estate agent who's been noticing the recession-oriented graffiti in Soho.
I saw "Where's My Bailout?" Then I saw one, "When am I going to get my money?" or "I'm homeless." So the graffiti's more sophisticated, if that makes sense.
Just to be clear here, we're not talking about tagging, which is spray painting names or gang symbols over and over. This is street art. Kappa says when he was a kid, he did some tagging himself, but now he's reformed. He says graffiti can harm sales and property values.
It affects everyone. Store owners, small businesses, we're all working to try and stay afloat here.
But graffiti can also be big business. Works by the British artist Banksy pull in tens of thousands of pounds. Oded Halakhmi is an Iraqi artist and gallery owner in Soho. He says he loves the freedom available to artists in America, but he says graffiti has a place.
You can make flyer and hand it to me and do T-shirt as a creative protest, but paint it on the wall of the guy, not on the wall of our building.
A few blocks away on Broadway, a graffiti artist who calls himself NY Sieve is spray painting hats for tourists. Nearby, Anthony Vasquez and a couple other artists have a table set up selling graffiti on canvas. I ask Vasquez what he says to people who are angry when their property gets tagged.
If you don't like noise, if you don't want people to honk their horns, then you shouldn't be here. It's those little imperfections that make it beautiful.
As unpopular as graffiti is with local business owners, there is a demand for it. Sarah Martineau is a fan. There's a stencil outside the nearby salon where she works.
It says sex, drugs, and rock and roll. And that is the kind of graffiti that I support.
But Martineau's not responsible for cleaning it up.
I'm a renter. It's not my problem.
In New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.
Hey, leave your mark with all the messy paint at our website, marketplace.org. You can share your thoughts with us there in the scratch pad. Our online host and blogger, Scott Jagow, there too, waiting for your thoughts. Marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiatakis. Thanks for being with us this morning. Have a great day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.